South by Southwest is in a couple of weeks, and we are super excited. Let's talk about the big headliners that we are most anticipating. We're actually going to talk about all of them because I think all of them sound great. So make sure you're subscribed. We're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers before we get to South by Southwest. That would be insane. And we will have a huge giveaway as well. We'll actually be giving away three big prizes since we'll be having a 30,000 goal. So I'll be announcing what those will be. There will be different posters and things like that, so stay tuned for that. But let's talk about the South by Southwest headliners, which are the big movies that they're really promoting here. And the first one up is going to be Babes. This is directed by Pamela Adlon, and in it you also have Anna Glaser starring with Michelle Buteau. This will actually be the world premiere of the film. The synopsis reads, after becoming pregnant from a one-night stand, Eden leans on her married best friend and mother of two, Dawn, to guide her through gestation and beyond. Looks interesting. Don't know much more of it. I'm excited with the cast here, and I definitely be putting this one on my list. Next one up is one that just recently got announced like last week, and I did not have on my radar. I did not have on my schedule, and then I had to go back and redo my schedule because I had no clue this was coming out at South By. But now that I do, I will be watching this as soon as it comes out. And of course, that is the A24 Civil War, directed by Alex Garland. And in it, we have Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, Kaylee Spaney, Stephen McKinley Henderson, Sonoya Mizuno, and Nick Offerman. This is the synopsis that we have for it. An adrenaline-fueled thrill ride through a near-future fractured America balanced on the razor's edge. So, very excited. The trailers and everything have looked great, and I'm definitely ready to see this on the big screen at South By. But let me know what you think about that one. Next one is going to be Immaculate, directed by Michael Mohan, starring Sydney Sweeney, Alvaro Morte, Dora Romano, Vendetta Porcaroli, Giorgio Colangeli, and Simona Tavasco. And this one reads, a devout American nun embarks on a new journey in a remote convent in the picturesque Italian countryside. Her warm welcome quickly devolves into a nightmare as it becomes clear her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors. And the trailer looked great. The stills, the images, the teasers, and all of that also look like this is going to be a very amplified horror. And I'm excited. Neon's really pushing the horror this year, in my opinion. Next one up is going to be The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch. Of course, we talked about David just recently. We thought that they were going to direct the new Jurassic 2025 film. Of course, now we know that that is not the case, and it is going to Gareth Edwards. But David Leitch, I'm a fan of David Leitch. I enjoyed Bullet Train, and this actually has Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, Winston Duke, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Hannah Waddingham, and Stephanie Hsu. So a very, very stacked cast in here, which has me excited. Holt Severs, a battle-scarred stuntman, is drafted back into service when the star of a mega-budget studio movie directed by his ex, Jody Moreno, goes missing. That's all we have. The trailer looks hilarious from what I've seen, the stills and all of that. I'm excited, and I definitely will be trying to catch this one. I'm not entirely sure because I do have my schedule already done, and I haven't been able to fit this one in there, but we'll see. Next one up is The Idea of You, directed by Michael Showalter, and this is actually, I believe, the closing night film. It has Anne Hathaway, Nicola Scalzini, Ella Rubin, Reed Scott, Annie Mumolo, Victor White, Raymond Cham, Jaden Anthony, Dakota Aiden, and Perry Matfield, as well as Mathilda Giannopoulos and Jordan Aaron Hall. World premiere of this one, and it says, based on the acclaimed contemporary love story of the same name, The Idea of You centers on Solene, a 40-year-old single mom who begins an unexpected romance with 24-year-old Hayes Campbell, the lead singer of August Moon, the hottest boy band on the planet, based upon the book by Robin Lee. I don't know. This is sort of like a fanfic of sorts, and kind of like the whole thing with Twilight and all of that. Not entirely sure, but that's what I've heard. I don't know. Y'all let me know. I don't know. I'm not watching this one because I won't be actually able to catch it, but let me know if y'all want to watch that one. Might catch it once it goes on streaming. I believe it'll be on Amazon. This one's one of our most anticipated. It is Monkey Man, directed by Dev Patel, and it stars Dev Patel, Charlotte Copley, Vito Vlash, Vipin Sharma, Sikander Kerr, Sovita Dhulipala, Ashwini Kalsakar, Aditi Kalkunte, Makarand Depante. So, very excited. So it says, Dev Patel achieves an astonishing director's debut with this action thriller about a man's vengeance against the man who murdered his mother. I haven't watched a trailer. I don't want to watch a trailer. I just want to see this and experience it for the first time on a big screen. Jordan Peele saw this and said this is not going straight to streaming. Apparently, it's just going to Netflix. He said, we're getting this on the big screen, and now we're getting it on the big screen. So super, super excited about that. Next one up we have is Roadhouse, directed by Doug Liman. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, as well as Daniela Melchor, Billy Magnussen, Jessica Williams, Joaquin de Almeida, Conor McGregor, Lucas Gage, Arturo Castro, BK Cannon, Bo Knapp, Baron Barnett, Dominique Columbus, Bob Mineri, Catfish Gene, Kevin Carroll, Travis Van Winkle, Hannah Lanier. And this is the remake of the 80s cult classic. It says, in this adrenaline-fueled reimagining of the 80s cult classic, ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems. And yeah, this trailer, it got me. I'm not going to lie. At first, I wasn't entirely sure about it. I do like the original Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze, classic, RIP, amazing, amazing actor. But I don't know. This one got me excited, and I'm definitely going to be seeing what the hype is about. I don't know if I'll be able to catch it because it's the opening night, and the schedule's already packed. But we'll see. It's coming to Amazon, and it'll be for streaming, so we'll probably talk about it, so stay tuned. And last but not least, we have Y2K, directed by Kyle Mooney. This actually is a film starring Rachel Segler, who's just been on a roll lately, Jaden Martell, Julian Dennison, Lachlan Watson, Danielle Sogandiri, Mason Gooding, and the kid Leroy. This is the world premiere as well. A lot of these are world premieres. And says, on the last night of 1999, two high school juniors crash a New Year's Eve party, only to find themselves fighting for their lives in the dial-up disaster comedy. So super, super exciting premise, a great cast, and sounds like this one could be really, really good. Now, I don't know all of these, if I'm going to be able to watch them or not. I know for sure I'm watching Monkey Man. I know for sure I'm watching Immaculate and Civil War. Like, those three are top, top priority in my opinion for me. Maybe not for everybody else, but those are the films that I will be definitely catching. The rest, I will be trying my best to be able to watch them and bring them to you. But as soon as I watch them, reaction, all that good stuff is coming to you. Reviews and stuff. So make sure that notification's turned on. You're following me on Twitter, because that's usually where my first reactions always go. I'll leave it over here so you can see it on TikTok as well, on our website, www.culturalixir.com. We'll be posting all stuff South by Southwest. If you'll be there, you definitely want to keep an eye over there on our website, because we'll be posting events, RSVPs, and things like that that you might probably want to attend, as well as more of the films that will be there. We'll be talking more about the horror and all of that in other videos as we lead up into South by Southwest. This is going to become a South by Southwest channel almost, as we get geared up for that big, big festival. But let us know which movie you're most excited for, which one you want us to talk about, all that. And as always, I'll see all of you next time. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, 30,000 subscribers. Let's hit that goal. www.culturalixir.com. Check us out over there. As always, stay safe, stay positive.